Ay, dirirara, ya, 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 ya. Ay, dirirara, ya, 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 ya. Ay, dirirara, ya, 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 ya.
Yeah. Inini mochano
のシャドーラーエヴァニカの交換いないにいないにいないにいないにいないにエフォーダーベイラーエヴァエサタ
It's a schus. It's always a schus. It's always a schus to be here. Together. Every place has a unique Hashem is the Mekoyim Shel Olam. Every place that a person is, Shal Nalecha Me'al Raglecha, Ki Amokom Asher Ata Oymed is Admas Kodesh. That every place has its beauty. Every place has its, even the darkest place that a person can imagine on planet Earth, a person can find Hashem. A person can find Hashem. Hashem is the Mekoyim Shel Olam. Dirshu Hashem. Ve'uzay bakshu fun of Tamid. To be Dirish Hashem. To search for Hashem, sometimes it's frustrating. V'darsh Hashem lo yachzru chol tov. It's like a paradox. You're dorish Hashem. You're searching. It means you're missing something. But lo yachzru chol tov. You're not missing anything if you're searching for Hashem. It's a schus to be here. Bershus, Rabbi Weinreb. It's every time I'm here, I feel Shabbistic. Right now, I feel Shabbistic. I feel like I'm not. I got to get my Bekesha. feel on a Tuesday, Tuesday, I don't even know what, right? It's a Tuesday night, sitting here thinking, I'm ready to ask Avi to sing the Yirach HaMechem, the Skoilulim, and Mirtz Hashem will sing it. Every place has a Shem, which I want to talk about a little bit. Sometimes I like when it's dark. Sometimes it's just to be here, the Rav, the Avira here is just a feeling that you could just be yourself. That's what Muk, you know, they talk about, they talk about giving somebody space, giving people space, giving room for somebody else, holding within your heart, having space in your heart. Last week's Parsha had an incredible Rashi. I don't have it on me right now. Incredible, every Rashi is incredible. A Rashi that spoke about having place, having a place in your heart. Koitzer, from Koitzer Ruach, when a person has shortness of breath, it's because it's a Rashi. Rashi says it. Because you don't have space for it. I don't have space. Why do people get angry at each other? Because I don't have space. I don't have space for you. I don't have space. You're in my Dalet Amos. That's why people have marriage problems. They have marriage, but one of the reasons people have marriage problems is because I need my own Dalet Amos. You're encroaching on my space. You're not giving me my space. This is the way my parents did it. This is the way my family did it. This is the way I grew up. This is me, 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 me. And you're encroaching on my space. And Hashem has room for everybody. The tzaddikim have room for everybody. Mahu afata. When we hold space, we're just like Hashem. When we're being able to be soivel, to endure someone else is stupidity in our mind. And their weirdness in our mind, and their differences in our mind, and you could swear by it. I know for a fact that this is the way it is. Just wait till you have kids, right? When you have kids, this is the way it is. This is the way it is. This is the way it should be. Should be. This is the way it is. This is the way it is. And what happens is we sometimes can squeeze. And we sometimes can forget that there's a Rabbeinu Shloilam, and there's a Hashem, who it's His place, and He gives us space. When I come here, it's the Bechinas of the Beis Hamikdash. The Beis Hamikdash. You go to Yerushalayim, Ir HaKodesh. You go to anyone who's just been in Eretz Yisrael. You go to Yerushalayim. Guys, go to Yerushalayim. You go to these places. And you see every type of yid. You see this one and that one. What's the pshat? The pshat is the closer you get to the Beis Hamikdash, the more, you know, what happens to people many times, and it's a very normal thing that happens, is the starker you get, and the more, yeah, can you mind? Yeah. The more serious a person gets, the less savlanus he has for somebody else. The more serious you get, I'm going to finish my thing and then I'll go to the thought, because I don't want to miss finish the thing. This Makom, Morty Shtiebel, this place from the, with the Rav, is like, I know it's cute to say, Vasuli Mikdash, this is a Mikdash Ma'at. Every Makom Torah is a Mikdash Ma'at. Every place of Torah and Tefillah is a mini Beis Hamikdash. But over here, it's like a Bechina of the Rav for sure is going to like this one. Is a bechina of like Mashiach. Why? Because when the Geula comes, it's going to come any second, any minute, you'll see that it doesn't really make a difference, all the chitzonius, and this guy who you thought was like this, and this one who you thought was like that. I don't know why I have my glasses on. I was wondering why I can't see everybody. I'm saying because they're reading glasses. I'm like, what? I'm like, what? I didn't even have anything to drink. And when you come to a place We're in Lakewood. I mean, I grew up, don't get me started. When I grew up, Lakewood. I was zoicha to see Reb Schneer Cutler. I was zoicha as a kid. I was zoicha to see Reb Nassen Wachtvogel, the Mashkiach. I was zoicha. So Lakewood Baruch Hashem is b'schus ha-Torah of Reb Aaron Cutler. B'schus ha-Torah of Torah. That's what Torah does to a person. That's the joke. This is perfect segue. Usually I can't segue that easily, but the segue is that sometimes when we get stark, and we gotta get stark, we gotta get serious about avodas Hashem. We have to strengthen our tefillah, our Torah, our bein adam lechaveroi. We have to be machazik. We have to strengthen, not because we did anything wrong, just because that's what life's about. It's about strengthening my Yiddishkeit. It's about strengthening my bet adam lechaveira. It's about strengthening my learning. And what happens is, the stronger we get, the less savlanus sometimes we have for people. It's a natural thing. A lot of people, we've been speaking about this a little bit, a lot of people, it's like, I'm either the nicest guy in the world and I love everybody, and I'm this, or I'm responsible. That's how people look at it. Like, you're either responsible or you have the ability to hold space for people. And the answer is, when we learn Torah and we really tap into the depth of Yiddishkeit, Yiddishkeit is sweet. Judaism, Shabbos is sweet. I spoke to someone yesterday. They came over to me, Mamish, a chashuv person came over to me and asked me, a very chashuv, she was a counselor in one of the camps upstate. And I spoke over there, and she came over to me afterwards and she asked me, she had tears in her eyes, and she said, I want to be mechazik in Shabbos. So she said, I want to be mechazik in Shabbos. I want to be mechazik in Shabbos. And she was like, she had tears in her eyes that she's a mevakish. She just wants to be close to Hashem. She wanted to feel the sweetness of Shabbos, because Shabbos is so sweet. And I said, take it like five minutes. Take 5 minutes of Shabbos. Take 1 minute of Shabbos. Take a little bit of Shabbos. Take a little bit of learning. Take a little bit, and your neshama will carry you. People think to change, you have to do these big things to change. You don't have to do big things, we have to do little things. This week's parasha, Rosh Ein Pischeim, Mechuvana Zulazu, Pischeli Pesach Shal Machat, Vani Eftach Lecha, Pesach Shal Ulam. Is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he loves us so much. Yiddishkeit is so sweet. Torah is so sweet. Oh, we have to say Vaharavna. We have to ask Hashem to sweeten it. Marriage is so sweet. Hashem wants, V'shachanti V'soicham. Hashem wants us to have incredible marriages. So now a person's going to feel bad that they don't have a good marriage. Good. It's good to feel bad a little bit that you don't have such a good marriage if you don't have such a good marriage, because then you'll work on having a good marriage. Just like when you're not learning well, it's so beautiful to sometimes sit in the dark, because when you sit in the dark, sometimes you feel low and sometimes you feel bad, and it makes you be mavakish more. It's like the exact, you know, the guy's asking yeshiva, because we had on the sweatshirts. I'm not going to get into the conversation now. Some of the chevra here, I will not get into the conversation now. It's not a conversation, right? But we put on the sweatshirts. Better to be with somebody in the dark than to be alone in the light, okay? Well, I'm not getting, I don't know who made up the line. It's not a chazal. But the yesoid, so I'm not protecting it. I'm just explaining it. Is when you're in darkness, I said this, I think every time I've been sharing, the Geras HaRamban is like delicious. Learn the Igeres HaRamban. Read the Igeres HaRamban, where he says to be humble to another person, to be humble, to feel embarrassed. I don't mean that in a shame, chas v'sholom, to feel bad about that you are, that shame, to feel that I am bad. But it's so sweet, it's so gorgeous to feel that I have to improve. So I told the girl, I said, take those 5 minutes of Shabbos and try and connect. Don't worry about 24 hours of Shabbos. And she said, okay, I know, but I'm not satisfied with that. It doesn't satisfy me. I said, so maybe that's your problem. Maybe that's your problem. Maybe that's your problem. You're blaming, like I always say, right? Oh, I struggle with Shabbos. You don't struggle with Shabbos. You struggle with Tuesday because you couldn't put, you have trouble not vaping in your phone on a Tuesday. It has nothing to do with Shabbos. You struggle with Shabbos. You can't sit at a family table and get along on a Thursday, on a regular Monday. What? It's Shabbos. Ooh. Gevaldik. Mamish, that's the word. The word is you're in darkness. When a person's in darkness, why is it so, why do we get more comfortable? It's good. You could turn off the phones. It's fine. Keep it dark. It's good to be in the dark. Yeah, put off the phones. Exactly. What's up, Shad? Exactly. Because the only... Why is it more... Why? Some people might be a little bit scared. I'm getting a little nervous. But the pshat is like this. Why is it... Mamish, a hug and a kiss from Hashem, the darkness. Sometimes you're able... Isn't it funny that when it's dark... Isn't it funny when it's dark and you can't see yourself? That there's a comfort that a person has with themselves... That they can, when you sing in the dark, let's sing a niggun in the dark. Why is it so comfortable? Because you could chuckle, you could close your eyes, you could have kavana, and nobody's looking at you, no one cares, no one can tell if you're actually concentrating, if you're putting out your arms to Hashem, crying out because it's dark. It's so ironic, when it's light, we become self-conscious. Sometimes when it's dark, that's when we get in touch with ourselves even more. When I realize I don't have a good marriage. When I realize that I'm struggling with this relationship with my child or with my father or with my mother or with my brother or my sister or with the person at work. I was just talking to someone recently and they're telling me, listen to what they're telling me. And then we'll sing a song. We'll do a hachana for the song. The person... Okay, it's already light. We'll have to turn off the lights. Listen to what the person told me. The person recently told me. He says he and his wife are... I ask him. The first question I ask a guy, anyone who's married. I don't care how much money you're making, and I really don't care how much money you're making. I don't care how much... Lahavdol. I'm saying, I don't care. You're davening. You're not davening. You're this, you're that. That's the second or third question. The first question is, how is your relationship with your spouse? Not how work is going. Not how much Torah you're learning. I want to know how things are going with you and your wife. I want to know how your relationship is. And this is what the guy tells me. This is what the person tells me. He tells me, he's having conversations with his wife and he's learning himself and they're realizing that he acts this way and she's like this and he's more organized and she's less organized and he's more extrovert, she's more whatever it might be. That's Bein Adam L'Chaveiro. That's the Bein Adam L'Chaveiro. That's so beautiful. That darkness of struggling. And it's that brings, and they're having conversations. To have conversations, to talk to people, to talk. That's what Torah is. That's what Tefillah is. Torah and Tefillah. Reb Tzadik brings it down. Torah is Shava. It's Tefillah and Torah. It's the same thing. It's communicating to Hashem. It's getting clarity. It stinks to be in the dark. It stinks. To be in the dark. It stinks. It's hard. It's hard when you have anxiety. It's hard when things aren't working out with your kids or with your parents or with yeshiva or with your job. It stinks. It's terrible. It's terrible, but it's the most beautiful thing. It's the most beautiful thing because it's a derech. It gives us a derech to Hashem, as the Ibkeres Ramban talks about being humble. To be humble. I can't do this without you. I can't do this without you. Hashem sometimes makes things, and we don't, Hashem makes it difficult so we can reach out to Him. I remember when I used to drive on the turnpike back in the day. I mean, still I drive on the turnpike, but my memory is from back in the day. Driving on the turnpike, and we didn't have cell phones. My car was not leased. Nobody leased cars. So you had to drive what you could afford. So your tires might not have been so good. And I remember saying Tefillah Saderech with so much kavana. I remember with my kids in the car, and my wife traveling, driving, having anxiety. Okay, what would happen if I hit the side of the road at 1 o'clock in the morning? There's no chaverim. There's AAA. I don't want some AAA. I don't know if anybody knows AAA anymore because we have chaverim. AAA, I don't know if I want a guy showing up at 2 in the morning with his truck. That's what it used to be, AAA. So I momish would listen. I remember listening to Shweki, listening to music with my wife and my family. Mamish had dveikus b'Hashem for one reason, because I was scared. I was scared. I was like, Hashem, I love you. We're together. I can't do this without you. We're in this together. Yes, let's say. And I come, if hit for Rockaway, if I was coming from Baltimore, Hippo, wherever I was coming, where I was traveling, that was the road, a 4-hour trip. Once I got to the belt, you know, past the belt, with all the potholes and everything. I don't think that's Lashon Hara. I don't know what the... Right? Finally, JFK. Oh, Baruch Hashem. Baruch Hashem. And then what happens? Baruch Hashem, we have chaverim. Baruch Hashem, we have cell phones. Baruch Hashem, we then lease cars. And Baruch Hashem, so what do I need Hashem for? I could drive for 4 hours. I don't even have to drive. What do I need Hashem for? And it's hard. I'm not saying it's not hard to be in the dark. I don't want to be in the dark. I want to be in the light. I don't want to have anxiety. I want to know that everything's great. I don't want to struggle and have any problems with anything. I want Torah to mamish call into my heart, into my this, and my davening. I want to have kavana with everything. We all want it. Of course we want it. But that's not reality. That's not life. That's not what it's about. That's not kihem chayenu va'orech yamenu. That's not what Torah is. Pas b'melech toichal. It doesn't mean that you have to. No one here is lacking. Bli ayin hara. We're not. No one. Baruch Hashem. We're not living in a generation of the Bli Ayin Hara. There's abundance of Gashmias. That's not our problem. I'm not saying that people don't struggle with finances. People struggle. I'm not saying people don't struggle with Gashmias also. But I don't think that's our darkness. The darkness of our parents, our grandparents, that was a different darkness that they might have had. I think one of the darknesses that we have, which is so incredible, that one of the darknesses we have is we have so much. And I don't want to be, I don't need you, Hashem. I don't need you, Hashem, because I'm distracted. But I can't do this without you. We're in this together. I want to have a relationship with you, Hashem. I want to dirshu Hashem, v'uzai. Bakshu, what does that mean? Bakshu, fun of tamid. What does that mean? You don't have to be a big tzaddik to say, Hashem, I want to go to sleep tonight and I want to wake up early in the morning and I want to love the person next to me and I want to have, and I want to change myself. One of the benefits of getting older, is you realize, one of the brachas is you realize that you can always change. You could always change, no matter how old you are. When you're younger, you get scared of the future. People are afraid, what's the future going to be? When you get older, it's such a chizik. I could say within myself that the biggest bracha I could share with everybody here. I could share with you. I moved to Eretz Yisrael when I was in my 40s. I had a whole life over here. And when you're 18 years old, when you're 25 years old, what we can become, who we can become, who you could become a Talmud Chacham and a millionaire. And nowadays, and a millionaire. I don't know if a million's enough. And a billionaire. $10 million. You could do both. You are Zoichet Teshtei Shulchanas. You have a place. It's Tuesday night. We're sitting here singing and fabrangin. I'm sorry that my back's to you, to the Nashim Tzidkanias, Bemes. To come from Brooklyn. People came from Brooklyn. Someone came from, you came from Baltimore. Came for two. What happened to the mic? I like the mic now. What happened to the mic? Everyone's coming for one reason and one reason only. Because they want to change. They want to be closer to Hashem. They want to love the Torah more. We want Yiddishkeit. We want to love everybody. It's hard for us. It's hard. I want to have a better relationship with my children. I want to have a better relationship with my parents. I want to have a better relationship with my siblings. No matter how old you are, you could change your relationship with so many people in your heart, and we come together, and the Yetzer Hara knocks us down and wants us to get there, to be there, to be in the light. Yetzer Hara wants us to be in the light already. You know when you're going to be in the light? Yeah. You know when you're going to be in the light. I don't know what they're going to have on the sweatshirts over there, but after 120, it'll probably be better to be with someone together in the light. You're never going to be alone. It's a stira. I'm not darshaning the sweatshirt, but a little bit I am. If you're alone, then you're not in the light. If you're alone, then you're not in the light. And if you're in the dark, grab a friend and lean on someone. And then you might be in the dark. Learn Torah. Learn a piece of Torah. Learn one Mishnah. Learn something. Stop. Slow down. We need to learn to slow down, myself included. Vavadetem Mehera, the Baal Shem Tov. To lose the quickness, to slow down and listen, to have conversations. This person was telling me his relationship with his wife. He's sitting there telling me he's having conversation. Can I tell you something? Have a conversation with someone till 3 o'clock in the morning. Have a conversation about, no Lashon Hara. Don't talk about anybody else. Talk with the person who you're speaking with. You and them, and have a conversation with them about you, about them, about life. It's hard for me. Shabbos is hard for me. Torah is hard for me. Tefillah is hard for me. Judging this person's hard for me. People going to the army, they're not going to the army. So what do people do? People talk. So, unfortunately, sometimes we talk. So they talk politics. Talk about your feelings. Talk about how you feel about it. Talk about what you feel. Look up a chazal. If a person learns Tanit Be'Elio, you learn Elio Anavi is talking. The fake news. That's redundant, by the way. Fake news is redundant. Anyone, and I'm telling you, I'm not giving anybody mussar. I think over here we could talk just things that are true. And we get sucked in to the media. We get sucked in to news, to what's going on in the world. How about asking your someone how what's going on in your world? How's your world? How's your day? How's your day? Asking your Rav, Aseh Lecha Rav, Kenei Lecha Chaver. How's your Pirkei Avos? To learn a little Pirkei Avos, to learn a Mishnah, to learn Pnimiyas HaTorah. Someone told me recently, they're over in their 50s. I asked him, I said, "New, what's there?" He's always into new learning, different things. He says, 50s, in his 50s, that's the chizik, guys. In his 50s. So what are you learning? He says, "I'm learning Tanya for the first time." This is what he told me. He says, "I'm learning Tanya for the first time." Changed his life. He says, "Whoa, how come nobody taught me this?" He says, "It's talking about the Rebbeinu or something like this." So I said, "Okay, you're right. Baruch Hashem, Baruch Hashem." You could get, Rashi says on Kenei Lechas Chaver. It's one of my favorite Rashis. One of my favorite statements, Chazal. Rashi says, Kenei Lecha Chaver, you want to have a good friend? He says, Svarim. Get a new sefer. Mesillas Yesharim changed my life. I'm telling you, me, this guy here, Yoni Fisher, changed my life. I bought it for 6 shekel in 1997. 6 shekel changed my life. You don't need $10 million to change your life. $10 million is not going to change your life. Okay, it's nice to have $10 million, but I'm saying that's not going to change your life. That's not going to bring you happiness. That's not going to bring you connection. You find a new sefer and you learn it. You find a new sefer. Yehuda Leyerfeld's here. Yehuda Leyerfeld. Yehuda's like, why am I calling out Yehuda Leyerfeld? Yehuda Leyerfeld loves learning the Ramban, loves Aruch Chaim HaKadosh. Find the sefer. You find something. It's not just stam. Find something that you can connect to. It changes our life. Torah is sweet. It's Hashem. So someone's going to say, "Well, I don't experience." Ready? This is. Oh, I'm so happy I'm saying this. Someone's going to say, "But I don't experience Torah being sweet." Ready for this one? Have a good marriage. "Well, I don't experience marriage as being sweet." Okay. What does that have to do with anything? So you don't have a good marriage. So work on having a good marriage. "I don't do well at work. I'm not doing well at work. I'm not doing well at work. Money, this, blah, blah, blah." Tefillah. I'm talking to myself. I'm not. I struggle every tefillah. I struggle to concentrate. Struggle every tefillah just to say Perish Amilas, just to stop. The Milim, just to stop. Just to slow. Just to V'lam al shinim al tisikva. Just push up shot. You know they say that stipshot that you have to. What's the verb? It's from my shver. What does he say? He says, I forgot the pshat. Something about like tefillas haderech, like tefillah. You come at the end of davening. Your mamash come at the end of davening, and it's like, where was I? It's hard to concentrate. It's hard, but it's also hard to have a good marriage. So what are you going to say? So I'm not going to have a good marriage. It's also hard to come out Tuesday night and to stop your work and to stop and to get up early tomorrow morning. But we come out because we want more. We want to be machazik more. It's the most beautiful thing. It's the most beautiful thing. It's the most beautiful thing. It's the most beautiful thing sometimes to say, "Hashem, I need you more. Hashem, I need you to make my Torah sweet. I need you to help me with my relationships." You know, the Shechinta's been gullus. What does that mean? It's like Hashem, Tzion ain't Dorish. Hashem just wants us. He's just trying to communicate to us. Hashem just wants us. He needs us. He loves us. He wants us to talk to him. He doesn't want us to just... it's hard because we don't want to have Chas V'Shalom where everyone, we have to think of the soldiers, Achenu Kol Beis Yisrael, we have to think of the hostages. We have to think Bar Avram Ben Julia. To think of Klal Yisrael. To think of the Jewish people. Mi Kamcha Yisrael, we've been through so much the last few years. Anyone who was just in Eretz Yisrael the last few weeks, it was crazy. It was mamish crazy. It was crazy. It was mamish crazy. Friday night we were in yeshiva with sirens going off, sitting in a miklat. But it's the craziest thing that you could be in a miklat, you could be in a bomb shelter, and the tefillahs and the singing. It's so dark, but it's so beautiful. And Hashem, we pray that we want to be in the light. I want to have a great relationship with my wife. I want to have an amazing relationship with my children, with my parents, with Achenu Kol Beis Yisrael. I don't want to judge. You know, I said we have to judge. Just like you have to judge. Everyone talks about judging favorably the guy, right? Hugging and doing kiruv and loving the guy who's seemingly, externally, he needs kiruv and he looks a certain way, but him we judge. Oh, what a yid! How about looking at the yeshiva bachur, and saying, oh, I love you, judging him lekav, judging everyone lekav schuz, judging all of us lekav schuz, judging ourselves lekav schuz, loving ourselves more. That's what Hashem just wants us to bring him in to our lives more. That's the only reason. I think there are bigger reasons why we go through struggles. It's neshamas, gilgulim. I'm not a tzaddik to say that the tzaddikim could say, but I know I could just talk about my own experience. I could just talk about my own challenges. Is when that guy is bothering me. When I misunderstand my wife and I feel she doesn't understand me, when I know my child needs more attention from me and I'm not able to give him or her that attention, it hurts so much. When I'm tired in learning and I just want the Gishmak Agadata, Avodah Zarah is actually Gishmak Agadata, right? Shavuos was challenging for me. Meaning the Masechta. Anyone who did Daf Yomi, every blot, that's hard. It was frustrating. But it's humbling. It makes me closer to you, Hashem, the darkness. And we hate it. I hate it. I hate the darkness. I just want to be in the light. But I know, and I'm saying this publicly, I know, Hashem, that you put me through whatever you put me through. Because you just love me and you want me to be closer to you. You want me to be on the turnpike and being dveikus b'Hashem even if I have a Tesla, which I don't have a Tesla. But if I had a Tesla and it's good and you have Yedi, you have Chaverim, and you could call and you have your smartphone and you can figure out everything. But you can't figure out one thing. To have that relate, not, I'm not saying you can't figure it out. I'm saying it's everything but. It's like everything but that close relationship with Hashem. Vani kirvas elokim li toiv. Thank you, Rav. Thank you for inspiring me. Thank you for inviting me, or for giving me space. Thank you, everyone who came. Thank you, everyone who's here tonight on a Tuesday night for one reason only, because we love. Because we love Hashem. I saw, where did I see this? I was davening by the Nicholsburger in Woodburn. In Woodburn, I was davening, I think it was there, I don't remember. I was davening somewhere. No, it was by Shiner's. Same, it's the same. Shtiebel, it's all the same thing. It's beautiful. See, no, I mean that in a positive way. I was davening this morning, and on the shtender it said, I love you, Hashem. It said, I love you, Hashem. And know what I wanted to put on there also, right under there? I want to say, I love you, Hashem. I love you, Hashem. And I wanted to see underneath it say, or on top, it say, and son or daughter, child, I love you too. Because I need to hear that Hashem loves me too. And we all love Hashem. That's why we're here, because we love Hashem. I want to feel that Hashem loves me. And it's hard to sometimes say, well, Hashem doesn't love you. What do you mean? I have a beard. I'm a rabbi. They call me a Rosh Yeshiva. I'm not saying, of course Hashem loves me. I want to feel that Hashem loves me more. I'm asking that Hashem, please help us feel more love from you. Because it's true. It's like, you know your father loves you. You know your mother loves you. You know your wife loves you. You know your husband loves you. You know your brother loves you. But I want to feel that you love me. And sometimes when we're in the darkness, that's when we can really tap in to that relationship with Hashem. It's the craziest thing in the world. Hashem should help us all. I'm telling you, Mashiach, someone said over, they said, like, just like in Eretz Yisrael, like that 1 second, those who were there, I don't know what it was like being over here, but there was like a moment to a moment. It was the weirdest thing that I experienced in a long time. I don't know what it was like here in America where like there's a war and the whatever they're called in over there, and they're bombing, and the whole world is going meshuggah, and then in 1 second everyone hears the news that like the whatever they faked out, whatever they did, in one second there was like, wow, it was incredible. It was the craziest thing in the world. Everything was shut down. Anyone who was in Eretz Yisrael, it was the craziest thing in the world. Everything was shut down. No buses, no nothing. War, missiles, sirens, 3 a day, 4 a day, phones going off like crazy. The war. A minute later, it's all good. A minute later, that's what's going to happen. That's Mashiach. The next thing we know. Thank you, everyone. Thank you, Rav. Thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you, everyone, for being here. Let's continue to be there for each other. Let's go to Eretz Yisrael together. Let's have the gula. Let's keep on. And Hashem, I'm saying this publicly. Hashem, if I'm allowed, I think I'm allowed to say this. Hashem, we wanna feel. We love you, Hashem. We want to feel the love from. I feel it's funny. I gotta work through this one. I'm saying this probably. I'm almost gotta work through this one, but I'm gonna say it because I think, I know that it's true. Hashem, we all of us wanna experience more and more love from you. We're doing great. Klal Yisrael is doing great, and we're gonna be mechazik more. We wanna feel your love more and more and more, and we'll give you more love. You'll give us more love. Ad bias koel tzedek, b'mehera b'yameinu. Amen.
Thank you, Rabbi.